Today is September the 4th, 1980. This is Madeline Buble interviewing Rosie Fry Buble at my home at 113 Rio Medina Road, Castroville, Texas. I am interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project Z. Okay, Mrs. Buble. Starting on the interview, and we're going to be talking about family life and customs and traditions in Castroville as you remember them. But first, I want to get a little bit of family background. Who was your father?
Joseph Fry.
And your mother?
In there.
And how many children did they have?
Seven.
And which one were, what were you, watching? What number in the group were you?
Second
oldest. Uh-huh. Okay. Where were you born?
San Antonio.
Yeah. Do you know the address in San Antonio?
No. Oh, I know it was on Josephine Street, but I don't know.
Were you delivered in a home or was it a hospital?
I wouldn't know.
I don't know. Okay. When did you move to Castroville?
In, let's see, when I was 4 years old, and I was born in 1898, so that was 4 years.
1902. Uh-huh. What day were you born?
January the 15th.
1898. Okay. So you moved here when you were 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Then where did you live when you moved here to Castroville?
At the Grandma Darius's. We rented Grandma Darius's house.
And where was that?
On Main Street here. It was next to the Lutheran Church and the Bates.
Across the street from the Lutheran Church.
Church.
All right. Let me help a little bit here. Is that the house that Mrs. Crook now owns, the Castro Homestead?
Yes, that's it.
And that belonged to your grandma Darius?
John. My grandpa was John Darius, and my grandma was Annie. Well, she was hiring. She came from Holland before she got married. But they were married already when they moved into this house because they had lived on that San Antonio Road up here, what they called the King of La Barre, they called it.
But do you know whereabouts that is?
Yes, where that Reynold Keller's house is.
They lived there first?
They had a log cabin there. And when they first got married, that's where they lived. And later on, in that book there, it tells you where a lot of people had bought this place before.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep selling it to different people.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandpa Darius bought it, and he kept that place on the San Antonio Road. But they lived in this house.
Well, now let me ask you, did they come from Elsa's? No, you said your...
Well, Grandpa Darius came from Elsa's. He was a Frenchman.
Did he come with Castro, with some of the Castro people?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. They were together. And Grandma was from Holland. She was a hireling.
Right.
And they all came in together.
Mm-hmm. So then they lived in that house.
In
the house that Mrs. Crook owns presently.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then when you were 4 years old, your family, father Joseph Fry and your mother, and which was the oldest child?
Charlie. But he died in San Antonio when he was 5 years old.
Okay. So you and Charlie and your mother and father.
No, Charlie never got
Castroville. Okay.
Annie and I, the one from
in California.
Uh-huh.
California.
Yeah. She and I came, and then we lived in that house till, let's see, Mr. Burr bought that Hornet Ranch in 1990. I made my communion in 1910. We moved over there in October the 18th, 1910. We moved out of that house to the Hornet Ranch.
Okay, we'll get back to that a little later about living on the Hornet Ranch.
Yeah.
Did you live any other place besides in that house, your Grandma Darris' house? Just that and over at the Burrell property?
Well, the Burrell property, and when my dad sold that house, he didn't sell it. He traded it to my Grandma Fry and for the place where the Frank Schmidts lived.
Okay, so let's get this straight here for
from Castroville.
Right. You lived in the Darris house, which is the Castro homestead.
Yeah.
And then you moved to the
1910.
All right. Then you moved out of town to the
Burrell
Ranch, which is at the Jaggy Lane.
Yeah.
And then after that, you lived in the house that Mrs. Frank Schmidt lived. Okay. fine. Is there anything special that you can tell me about that house? Was it before Mrs. Crook restored it? Was it as it had been when the Henry R's lived in it? Is that the way it was when you lived there?
When we moved there, it was that house and another lumber house on the side, and a loft. Had a meat market. My grandpa had a meat market in the front where Aunt Fromie had the cafe. That was his butcher shop. And he'd butcher his cattle out on this Kingala, Cottontail Rancher.
Cottontail, that's what Kingala means?
Yeah. See, she, Kingala Bob, that was a hill, and the Alsatians couldn't talk English, and they called it the Kingalabot. And that means Cottontail Hill, but she's got Jackrabbit Hill, she made a little mess. But that don't hurt. Well, anyway, that's where he butchered his cattle after they lived in Castroville, and he'd bring it in every day to this. Was his meat market, and they lived with all them kids, 10 of them, in that place, and it was a long lumber yard, house, I mean, and that's where most of them slept. Am I making mistakes?
You're doing just fine. Doing just fine.
And anyway, then, as Grandpa Darris got killed by his horse. His horse stumbled while he was roping a calf. And then he died. And after he died, my grandma moved to San Antonio. Then my aunt and uncle, Charlie Holligman, and my aunt Minnie, they took over the house. And just, you know, rented it. And my Uncle Charlie Holligman and Emil Thunder had that saloon right across there. That's the Werner place.
That's what is the Tundry store?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Your Uncle Charlie and?
Holligman.
Charlie? Okay.
And Emil Thunder, that's Leopoldo Thunder's daddy. You could get a lot of information from her, too. They kept it and had it till Anita Crowder, That was my aunt. She was Nita Darris, and she married Chanty Crowder. When she was 16, she made her communion. That was the last one. She was the baby. And after they finished, that when she finished, then they all moved back to San Antonio. And my grandma had a hotel in San Antonio. And as the kids grew up, they got married. And that's when my dad bought this and from my grandma Darris for $700, that whole block.
The whole block
was? The whole block that Griggs has now was the lumber yard.
Mm-hmm.
All that, Charlie Cedars, you know, through that was a whole block.
Well, were there any other buildings on the block that you remember at that time?
Nothing, but just they kept their horses and a milk cow and chickens. And after we got it, then my dad he was hauling freight and beer for them saloons and freight for Castro.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept his horses.
So, when you, as a young girl, when you lived there, there was nothing on this block except that one house.
Yes.
And the log cabin.
And that meat market.
Yeah, which was the log cabin.
Cabin where, and for only then pulled it down and put a cafe there, mm-hmm. and she owned it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how. So later on, in later years then, after my daddy, you know, decided that he wanted, so he sold some of that part. He sold that little lot, what they call the Green Front, Adar, at a cafe in it. That little piece where faces the Thunders, you know.
Yes, it was right across the street.
Yeah.
Well, it's where Bill Foster lives.
Uh-huh. And that was then they built a house and had just a lumber house, and they had a cafe and a little store. They called it the Green Front, and that was Ada R at that. And then in the back, that was where the Thunders had the lumber yard. Well, my dad sold that to Thunders because my grandma didn't want nothing but the little place where the house was on. And that little log cabin just stayed there till Aunt Froni took over. When Aunt Froni and Uncle Henry bought it then from Grandma Fry, they took care of Lisa. She was retarded.
Now, for Froni, that's Veronica, and Uncle Henry is Veronica and Henry R.
Yeah.
And Lisa, you mentioned Lisa.
Yeah.
That's Lisa Elizabeth Fry.
Elizabeth Fry, that was retarded.
And that was your aunt.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then when Grandma Fry passed away, well, then the Orrs, my aunt and Uncle Henry, promised to take care of her, keep her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave Grandma Fry for the house.
Okay.
For keeping it. But still, that lady has in her book, she said they bought it for $600, but they didn't. She gave it to them to keep, and they kept her till she passed away.
To take care of the retarded sister.
Yeah, Lisa. Elizabeth would say.
Yes, well, that's common for Alsatians to change names.
Yeah.
Well, when do you remember that this Bates Hotel,
That was there already when we moved there. that was there already when the Harlequins had that beer place. The Bateses had a hotel and room and house. Mm-hmm. There was one little room after another. Mm-hmm. And they'd rent one to a dentist, one to a doctor, one to, you know, a lawyer, you know. They just had little rooms to sleep mm-hmm. and have their office. And they'd eat in that, where the Bateses cooked. You know.
So then that building was there, and then your daddy had the other, so say, half of the block.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, the Bateses were here, and we were here, and then across the street is where my uncle and Emil Thunder had that saloon.
Right, because that's all on the same side of the street, right there by the Castro homes. Okay, let's get back to that Bates Hotel. That's very interesting. You say that they had doctors and dentists and lawyers and so forth. Did they rent those rooms just when they came through, or?
As people would come to town, they'd eat at the hotel, and a dentist would maybe for a few days rent it, you know, mm-hmm. huh? Mm-hmm. And like a lawyer mm-hmm. or a doctor. Mm-hmm. Well, it was Steve, a dentist's name. Sometimes I can think, but the doctor was Dr. Bain, just like these pains. He was the doctor, and these posts, they were something like lawyers, mm-hmm. like the lawyer. And then, I forget that dentist's name.
Well, that's not important, it's just that's fine. Well, they speak of a Bates saloon. Do you remember a saloon?
Well, they had them on the corner, a saloon.
And that is?
That was there at Jean Zeus' house.
That's the old filling station on the corner.
Yeah.
That was a saloon.
That was a saloon. And on the back, like, here was the, and where the old Charlie lives.
That's on the other corner.
The old man.
Mr. Charles W.
Yeah. Well, that's where they had a dance hall.
This was also Bates' property?
Yeah, that was all Bates, you know, up in there.
Okay, now, where Charles W. Cease presently lives, and that's facing September Square, they had a dance hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at first they called it the Mayflower, because that's when the people moved in, you know, with the came across. Mm-hmm. And it was just one plain street, just straight up. Mm-hmm. The crossing come across from the Medina, you know, the river right here come across. And that's where they camped under the trees there by the mill. You know,
yes, you're talking about the crossing being south of Highway 90, where there's a low. Is there a crossing?
They never had a bridge. You just come from San Antonio and you cross over the river that brought you into the main part of Castro.
Well, do you think that was that on the property where Miss Lawler is now, where you past those trees?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
that I'm in the from the mill down, and that mill is where the people would grind their cornmeal.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Where they'd come and grind.
Did you ever go do this?
We did. Well, my folks maybe did earlier, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but I can't. But you know that even some people would carry their corn and stuff on sacks, mm-hmm. on their backs. They didn't have much of ways to come. Mm-hmm. And then that where Miss Lawler is, that was there. And then Sonny Hass, his daddy, at the little store on this,
That's right next to Shops.
Yeah.
The old building they just restored. No. That was a store. Okay.
And then on over on the across from there, on the across the street was where the old man has lived, he and his wife. And they had Sonny. What did they just have? That one boy.
Ida,
Sonny, and well, that was Henry Hass and Ida. They had them two kids, and that was all.
Okay, now that's we're going to get back to this dance hall and some of these things in a minute. Now, we're going to talk about what language you used at home. What did you speak at home?
My dad talked Alsatian and my mother talked, what you call, German, Hochdeutsch.
Hochdeutsch.
Yeah.
And
my grandma talked that, and my grand, well, I never knew my grandfather Davis because he was killed before I knew him, you know.
And then when you went to school, did you talk, still talk German?
Yeah, sure, we didn't know nothing else till later on. Well, we talked and broke, and we got LSS, German and English mixed up, you know how that. And then, different things, you know, after we got to, we made Father Kier.
Father Kier?
Give instruction. And we had the school that at the Moy. And then after that we got to the little place where we had instruction. That was the church. Till later on, you know.
excuse me. When you you didn't learn English till later on. Did this affect you in any way in your later life, the having learned German first?
Well, I guess it did. But we started off, we had the English books. We could have English. And we'd, most of our prayer books, everything was German. And I went to the fourth grade in German.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then that other part, you know, is to the fourth grade with the English, what we had to study.
So in other words, you did the fourth grade twice. You did it once in German and then up to the fourth grade, once in German and once in English.
And then we used to say in our books, or write it, we'd say sauerkraut, you know, we'd call it sauerkraut. Then when that war stuff come up, they made us call it kraut.
Oh.
You know, they changed things later on.
I see. Okay, now, at home, I'm sure you had a daily routine, like when you got up in the morning, did you have chores to do before you went to school? Would you tell me what?
We had at that time, at that place where we lived, we had chickens, we had a cow, and we had the horses, mules, we had to, well, we didn't have to feed the horses, but we had we had to have firewood, chips, and kindling, you know how you done years ago, corn cobs, and feed the chickens, and stuff like that. And a bunch of kids, one helps the other. We'd have breakfast, and then we'd, well, when we first came, you know, we didn't. We played more than doing anything else till you got bigger. And then we had our cousins and neighbors kids had come, you would ask like kids do in school. And then days, the children from farther away from school had to bring their lunch. We could go home for our lunch.
Did you go home for lunch?
Yeah, we could go, walk. It wasn't far from school to home.
All right, what time did school start?
Well, I guess we had to go to Mass.
So you went to the Catholic school?
Yes. Other school, the Catholics.
Where was the school located?
At the Moy there.
The two-story?
Two-story. You start from the bottom as you finish, you went up, see? Higher.
Went upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we played at the playgrounds, and they'd ring the bell. And it's time, you got so long for recess and so long for dinner. And then the sisters, at that time when I went to school, they lived in that little house where the Sharps live. They just had so many teachers out here.
Is that the house across the street?
Across.
Where Dr. Woodrow Sharp lived?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know that old house?
Right,
where
right.
They lived? Well, that's where the nuns lived.
I see.
And just so many that teach lived out here. And that other part, was they called that the convent. And that's where children stayed. The people could afford, to...
Okay.
Well, and we each room had an for a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then over at the convent, what they called the convent, well, they had these children that couldn't go home, they'd stay, some of the children just had their parents, maybe one was dead, the mother or the father, they'd put them there for the whole season of school. And Miss Jaggie Cecil was one of them.
That's Mrs. Fred Jaggie.
Yeah. And well, I guess I could think about a few more. But anyway, then, is...
Well, then, you went home for lunch, then you school, after school, did you have chores?
Well, we had little things to do, but played like kids do. But we couldn't run around. We had to stay home, or if our cousins came, they'd come to our house, we'd go to their house.
What kind of work did your dad do?
Well, he had mules, he'd build tanks, and he hauled freight, and he hauled all that beer and ice for the Heiligman and Thunder. And then he kept hauling it even after it was sold to the Ornette. Philip Burnett bought it, and afterwards, see, Emil Thunder died. Then my uncle Charlie, they sold out to, I think his name was John Burnett, the old man Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
They sold out to him, and my Aunt Minnie and him moved to San Antonio. And then is when my dad hauled bread and beer for the Ornettes, well, for anybody.
In other words, his business was freighting then.
Mm-hmm. And before we moved to Castroville, he worked for Eddie Franks mm-hmm. in San Antonio. But after he got here, that's what he done.
And what age then did you get married?
I guess it was about 16.
What What day of the week was it? Do you remember that?
Yeah. It was on a Tuesday at 9.
Do you have any idea why it was on a Tuesday? Was there a reason for that?
Yeah. Usually they like to have Wednesdays. Wednesdays was the most of the days they picked to get married.
Was there any reason for that?
I think they said that, let's see, they had this, these names, Monday for this, Tuesday for that, Wednesday. And I can't call them things anymore, you know they call them. And never on a Saturday, Friday or Saturday, nobody got married.
Or Sunday?
Or Sunday. It had to be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Did you have a big wedding?
No. We just had Grandpa's and, well, not even our parents. Pa's parents and my parents and Grandma Fry and Aunt Fromme, you know, and Aunt Need and a few, just, you know, a few of the family.
Okay, and who did you marry?
John Bubba.
Okay, do you remember, do you remember anything about any other weddings besides yours that you went to? Were maybe a cousin or a relative that had one of the big weddings? Did you ever attend one?
Well, that